I've still got 38 minutes before normal dismissal time. I don't think I've ever tried to tell you I was going to let you out at noon. Maybe I said that, but I was wrong. Forgive me. For whatever reason, from the year 2002 to the year 2022, and yes, we're coming up on our 20-year anniversary for Calvary Light Ministries Incorporated and Calvary Lighthouse Church, and actually Calvary Light Christian Academy. And we've been doing just this particular ministry for coming on 20 years. It'll be actually 20 years that we began holding services in March, and then it'll be 20 years since we purchased a building in July. Anyway, that's just exciting things. Praise God. Longevity is very important, church, if you didn't know that. Longevity means there's stability. Longevity means things were progressively pressing towards the will of God. So longevity is a wonderful thing. And I want to talk to us a little bit this morning on a subject, on a title. The title is The Journey Up. The Journey Up. How many realize that we are on a journey? How many understand that the Bible declares that we're on a journey? And I'm just going to just kind of cap some of this. And it declares that we're what? Pilgrims and strangers in this world. And we're on a journey. And our journey is leading us an upward direction. And I want to give you some of the scriptures of why it's an upward direction. In Isaiah 55, and you don't have to stand for this morning. Just for the sake of time, we'll just move right on through the scriptures. In Isaiah 55, and beginning at verse number 6, it says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." There's so many aspects that you could actually share from just this portion of Scripture, this one, two, three, four portions of Scripture about God revealing himself. you'll just have to excuse me. But what I'm after in this point of Scripture for this message today is the reality that God's ways are higher than our ways. So that means my journey is an upward journey. It's a journey from the natural life, the way I used to be in my sinful state. It's a journey to headed towards what God is wanting to accomplish in my life. And it's a journey. And I don't want to get ahead of myself here, but it's a journey. That means I've got to travel. I've got to... Now, I got to ask you this question. How many's been up the stairs back here in the back going upstairs? Does it take a little bit more effort to go up those stairs than it does to walk from here to those stairs? How come? Do what? Because it's up. Your wheels are already running, aren't they? They're already rolling. Our journey's an upward journey. So that means just doing it the same way all the time is not going to get me going up. It's going to take greater effort, and it's going to take a decision on my part to ascend, to go up. Amen. Because God's ways are higher than our ways. Amen. In 1 Peter chapter number 1, beginning at verse number 13, "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. In other words, where he found you. But from that point, where are we going? Verse 15 says, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. So now we're understanding that God's ways are not our ways. His ways are higher than our ways. And that's why his ways are holy ways. Because God doesn't operate the way natural mankind does. Because God is eternal. God has created all things. And all things are accountable unto him. That's why he's holy. So for you and I to be holy as he's holy, we've got to keep pressing towards that high calling. We've got to keep going towards God's word, God's ways, God's character, God's nature. And I don't have this in my scriptures here, but that it, the Bible declares you and I are partakers of his divine nature. And the way that we're partakers of his divine nature is because we've been washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been born again by the Spirit of God, which has given us that new creature that the Sunday school class in Lindsay's classroom talked about. A new creature created in the image of Christ Jesus. So there's that partaker of a divine nature. And as long as then as I pursue that walk in that new man and be filled with the Holy Ghost of God, there's another key to being a partaker of the divine nature, is the reality of then the Spirit of God fills this vessel that's been cleansed and illuminates God's Word to us in mighty ways so that we can begin and continue on our upward journey. Now, I want to declare it's always an upward journey. It's not just an upward journey from time to time. It's always an upward journey. That's why the scripture encourages us, be not weary. Be not weary in well-doing. Do you realize well-doing is an upward journey? It's not always easy to do what's right. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes pride won't let me. Sometimes I just don't want to. But you see, it's so easy. Here's the analogy of those stairs back there. Okay, say so you're going up the stairs. And all of a sudden, you don't lift your foot high enough and you trip. And if you trip, there's a high possibility you're going to try to compensate. And when you try to compensate, backwards you go. And down the stairs you fall. Has anybody in here ever fell downstairs? That's not fun, is it? And most of the time it hurts. Has anybody ever fell downstairs on somebody that was coming behind you? So you just did it all by yourself, huh? So it wasn't anybody else's fault but your own, right? Yeah, anytime you stumble and fall, it's nobody else's fault but yours. Because you're on an upward journey. And it's up to you to keep your footing strong. It's up to you to keep your focus high. It's up to you to keep forth the effort not to fall. So praise God, you didn't fall on anybody when you fell down the stairs. But yet it does prove the point, you fell of your own accord. So it's an upward journey. Been called an upward journey. Amen. Why? Because we're striving to be holy as he's holy in all manner of conversation. In other words, all manner of our lifestyle. In 1 Peter 1:17, and if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judge according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. On a journey. I just these scriptures are to establish, and I don't think I really have to establish that to you too hard. I think you already understand we're on a journey. Hebrews 11:13 excuse me, talks of all those heroes of faith who were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. In Philippians 3:13, Paul's saying, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended." In other words, I haven't reached the end of my journey. "But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." See, it's a high calling. He's calling me up. He's calling me unto Him. He's calling me, and it's a journey. And I must learn, and here's the most important thing that it seems like it's the hardest thing to get believers to grab a hold of, is I've got to learn to follow Jesus Christ for my journey. I can't choose my own journey. I've got to follow Jesus Christ on my journey. Because your journey may not be exactly equivalent to my journey, but we are headed for the same place. Whew, praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, so how many's ever heard of Pikes Peak? How many's ever been on Pikes Peak? Awesome. Praise the Lord. Pikes Peak. Its elevation is 14,110 feet above sea level. That's a long ways. It's approximately 1.4 miles from the base of Pikes Peak straight up to the top. Just 1.4 miles. That would just be an easy walk, you know, to walk 1.4 miles straight up in the air. That'd be a rough journey, wouldn't it? And to my knowledge, there's no one that has been known on the face of the earth that has ever scaled Pikes Peak straight up. Did you know that when you get saved, you have not arrived at the top? For it's a long ways from the base of salvation to entering into the portals of glory. And it's a straight up shot. So as Pikes Peak is 1.4 miles from the base to the top, you have three different ways to get to the top of Pikes Peak. Number one, if you're really feeling like you are strong, healthy, and muscle-bound, so to speak, just in good shape, you can take the hiking route. And the hiking route is a little more aggressive, because the hiking trail that goes up Pikes Peak from the base to the top of the summit is 13.5 miles long. Now remember, from base to top is only 1.4. So the journey just walking is 13 and a half miles. And they very, very, very try to discourage anybody that doesn't have walking and hiking experience from doing that. Because as you go up, the oxygen gets thinner, which means it gets harder to go higher. Oh, did you catch that? Just because you've been in Christianity a long time, if you start ascending to the summit, to the top, actually, the longer you've been a Christian, the harder it is to continue to go up. See, we have been deceived, I'm afraid, thinking because we've been in it a long time, we don't have to go up much higher. But that's not true at all. The longer we've been a child of God, and the longer we have been on our journey and going up in our journey, the harder it is to change in our journey. So the other route up to the summit is they created a road. Now, I'm just presuming everybody that's been on the top of Pikes Peak went the road route. and drove your vehicle up there. Now, there is another way the train goes up there, and they've just started the train anew again last year. It had been down for repairs and the railway for repairs, and they just started the train going up just in 2021. But it's still a long ways up. The train doesn't launch at the bottom and go 1.4 miles to the top. Now, they may come up with that, and it would probably be considered some type of amusement park ride, where they would launch you from the bottom and launch you to the top, but it would take a lot of fuel and probably some type of rocket to get you there. So every journey that goes to the top has to go at a gradual working its way up. The road, I didn't tell you, the road, it's 19 miles. It takes you 19 miles to go 1.4 miles. Is the wheels rolling yet? If you started on this journey just recently, not to discourage you, but to encourage you, you got a long ways to go. And if you're halfway through your journey, which only God knows what that is, then you're farther than you've ever been before. But you can't stop. It's time to take that turn and start going higher. And it's going to get harder. It's going to get harder. Why? Because once we get to a certain point, pride begins to deceive us. And we think, I've got this. I've got this. And then you find yourself just slowing down. Did you notice that I wasn't going forward, though? But I'm still moving. I'll get there someday, but I'm still moving. We got too many Christians that are right here. I'm still moving. I believe in God. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. We had a great service last Sunday. We had a great service this morning. I'm still moving. That's a deception. Because yes, it's partial truth. I'm still moving, but I ain't going anywhere. So I can't say I'm still moving if I'm not going forward. I've got to go forward. Movement in God's book is going forward, not just staying in one spot saying I love Jesus. It's going forward, and going forward, it's getting harder. Because now we're getting to that part of my life that I've avoided all my life. That's why it gets harder. Because it's narrowing down to those very things that I've been hiding and holding and not wanting to let go of. And it's time to let go so I can ascend. All right, now. Back to the stairs back here. It's one thing to climb those stairs. How many's ever carried anything up those stairs back there? Mm-hmm. That makes it a little harder, doesn't it? When you're carrying something up those stairs. So what all's been carried up there? How many carried the brown table? Who carried the brown table upstairs? Well, now that's not true. Somebody did. Well, yeah, we're missing some. I don't think I carried the brown table up there. I mean, I've carried a bunch of stuff up there. But was it harder to carry baggage or a load to go up those stairs? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the reason it gets harder is because we're still carrying baggage. We're still carrying something that the Lord has asked us to lay down. And thus the journey's getting harder. And what happens when things seem to be getting too hard? I just want to quit. I'm tired of this. I'm going to throw in the towel. Why? Well, because I just don't like how I feel. I'm tired of having to fight this. Well, quit fighting it. Let go of it. Did you know you can have a wild cat wanting to get a hold of your jugular vein in your hand, and you can stand there and say, I'm tired of fighting this. And just, and, you know, nothing against people who love cats. I love cats. That's fine. But I'm just saying, I have experienced this personally. I have. I've went with someone to go feed a neighbor's cat, and I was told this cat's kind of crazy. It's kind of wild and don't like men. And, of course, what they did, and they probably did it on purpose, they pointed me right to where this cat was. I opened the door. It was a large black cat. And the minute I opened the door and the minute we caught eyes, I mean just that fast, I'm right here with this cat in my hand. It had climbed all the way up my body, was headed straight for my face, and I grabbed it right here. And I could have stood there all day long. I'm tired of fighting this cat. I'm tired of fighting this cat. I'm tired of fighting this cat. What do you think I did with that cat? I went a cool boom and threw him on the wall and closed the door. Now I could have stood there all night. I'm tired of fighting this cat. I'm tired of fighting this cat. I'm tired of fighting this cat. Throw the thing away. Hallelujah. And you won't have to fight it anymore. Hallelujah. And then your load will be light and you'll be ready to run for a little while up that hill. It's a journey. And you see, that's why the journey's different for everybody. Because everybody has different cats. But everybody has them. Hallelujah. And so, some have started this race and tried to go straight up. And it don't work. And they have fallen. Some have started the race and tried to create their own journey, and they're still lost out there somewhere in amongst all the confusion. Some have started the journey and they thought they were strong enough to make it the hard way. They were going to hike it and show forth just how strong they were. And you will find those now back on the road, but they're way down towards the bottom of those who started on the road and just begin to follow Jesus Christ. And he would choose the journey for them because he knew just exactly what point they needed refreshed. And he would refresh them so they could turn the corner and start up again. And he knew just the point where they needed refreshed. And he would refresh them and they would turn the corner and they would start up again. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Every one of us have come to those turning points in our lives where we wanted to throw in the towel. But it was because we were losing contact and connection with the leader, Jesus Christ. And we needed that time of refreshing so we could just turn the corner and continue up because it's an upward journey. Hallelujah. The way to the top of the summit is not a straight ascent. It is a journey. Hallelujah. And you and I have to learn to follow Jesus Christ and stay on our journey. I mean, the whole book of Pilgrim's Progress, it's that journey. And that journey was always a time of test and trial and decisions. Hallelujah. So we could make it to the celestial city, make it unto heaven. And Paul, he told us in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, he made that statement, for though I be free from all men, yet I've made myself servant unto all that I might gain the more. See, we're not only on our journey for ourselves, but we're on our journey so that we can leave a path behind us that others may follow also. Hallelujah. You see, I mean, I've been up on top of Pike's Peak, but I went up there because somebody else had already made the road. Someone else had already made the way. Someone else had already, oh,
hewn out the mountain so that the road could set on the edge so I could just continue to go on up. Hallelujah. And so Jesus Christ has paved the way for you and I. And then the 12 apostles have paved the way for you and I. And every God-called, Holy Ghost-anointed, preacher, teacher, men and women in the ministry have been paving the way throughout all the generations of mankind, because God's not willing that any should perish. He wants all to come to the knowledge of the saving power of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not about just the starting point. It's a matter, hey, what we preach, it's from what's in that dash. From the time we start to the time we finish, what's been accomplished in that journey, and what God has done in that journey, and what we have done for God in that journey. Ooh, praise God. So Paul said, I become all things to all men. What does that mean? A lot of people have taken it wrong, totally wrong. He said, under the Jew, I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without the law, as without the law, but not being without law to God, but under the law of Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. What's he saying? He's saying, I don't have a problem jumping down a few notches on my trail, on my journey, to help someone else along the way. I'm not compromising, and I'm not sinning. I'm just willing to back up a little bit and help. Just because I'm up here, but there's someone down here, I don't have a bit of problem putting it in reverse. Come on. I know right where you're at. I've been here before. I've been through this. And I have compassion so they can continue on their journey. See, that's what he was saying. That's what he was saying. See, I'm a servant to all men. And wherever people are at, I'll be able to relate to them. Just because I am farther on my journey, I don't want to forget where my journey started. Because he called himself sinner of all sinners because of his total rebellion against Jesus Christ. And so he started his journey pretty low. But just because he was saved and on his way to heaven, he never put himself above anybody else. He was always willing to help everybody on the journey. Sometimes we as Christians forget the journey that it took us to get to the point we are in our journey. I've seen it so many times. I've dealt with it multitudes of times. Christians that have been Christians for a long time not having any compassion on the new Christians who are struggling, battling, trying to go up that journey. And they're just looking down from their high elite status in their minds, wondering, why can't you do this? What is that? They forgot the journey they had to get on and follow to get to where they are. See, that's what Paul said. I have no problem reaching, going back, and helping all men wherever they're at in their journey. Because it's a journey up. And if I just have to step back in time, so to speak, and reminisce with them, oh, I remember when God helped me with that. And I remember when God dealt with me about that. And I remember how much of a struggle it was. Oh, how many times have you just got so frustrated? Why in the world can't they get it? And all that means is you forgot all those times you couldn't get it. And the times God had to bring it over and over and over again till you finally got it and you could turn the corner and start further on your journey.
See, we forgot. See, Paul never forgot. Paul never forgot where God brought him from. And he realized that it is a journey that only God can take an individual on. And each individual journey is going to be according to their faith, according to their courage, according to... And so then it's my job not to ridicule, not to push down, not to criticize, but to encourage pilgrims on their journey. No matter how many times they stumble, let's get up. Let's dust it off. Let's go forward. Let's go forward. How many times do I forgive my brother? 7? How about 70 times 7? How about God's number? Infinite. Eternal. See, this is why sometimes the older one's journey gets harder, because then they've got to remember and have compassion on the younger one's journey. Because everybody's on a journey. And everybody's on a walk with God. And we got to let them walk. Hallelujah. I don't ever want to forget where God's brought me from. I don't want to ever forget the struggles I had on my journey to the point I am now. Because I always want to help somebody struggling along their journey. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because it is a journey up, and it is a difficult journey, and it's a journey that takes great effort, and some have more tenacity than others. But that doesn't mean they can't make their journey. Some have the tenacity, I want to go straight up. But then they fall on their face and realize, maybe I will take God's journey. I will take God's journey. God's journey will always lead me to places not of roses, not of ease, but of those things that are required to help me see the change I need in my life. Did you catch that? To help me see the changes I need in my life. Why does this always happen to me? Why do I always have to face this situation? Why is this always... It's that cat. And you're still wrestling with it instead of throwing it away and letting God change you. Change you. That's how He changes you. When you're ready to let go of it, then He, right there. Do you realize that's how you got saved? You were ready to let go of your sin nature, of your lifestyle, of your rejecting of Jesus Christ. You were ready to just throw it all away and accept Him. There will not be one victory received any different. That was one of the greatest victories you encountered in your lifetime, is when Jesus Christ came in, forgave you of your sins, and created that new creature inside of you. But you had to let go so God could have His way. And every victory comes the same way. You got to let go of it and let God have His way. And then as I continue, I'll just speak, hit it up. Hit it up. Hebrews 12 and 1, and I'm going to close. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. The reality, Christ has overcome. He had laid it all down because He knew what the end result would be. See, even though Christ stepped down, and I love that song we sing, He stepped out of light into darkness. He stepped from the top of the summit all the way down to the bottom of the mountain. And He took upon Him flesh And he had to live in this world for about 33 and a half years. And while he lived here, he had to walk according to the limitations of humanity. You will find Jesus Christ never exercised any of God's power for himself. You won't find that. You won't find 12-year-old Jesus sitting around on the mountainside turning a rock into bread. You won't find that just because he could. You won't find that anywhere. You'll never find Jesus Christ use the power of Almighty God for a selfish purpose. Never. He walked according to the limitations of humanity, but he was anointed by God, and he went about doing good everywhere he went. Brothers and sisters, if you can get that down, just go about doing good everywhere you go and everywhere you are. But that's what he did. And if someone was healed, it was somebody else receiving the grace and the power of God. Yes, he was the Son of God. And because he was an obedient Son of Man, the anointing of God rest upon him. Did he get tired? He sure did. Did he get weary? He sure did. Did he have agony? He sure did. And he had all that agony for you and me and all of humanity, because it wasn't his. He was bearing the agony of all the world and all the sins. And so now you and I can look unto Jesus Christ in our time of weariness, in our time of failure, in our time of stumbling. We can look to Jesus Christ because he paved the journey. He set the marks. And he is thus then able to encourage us and secure us and bring assurance to us and keep our faith strong and our confidence strong if we will look unto him instead of somewhere else. Then he will give us the strength. That said, we've got to lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And I've just got to throw this in here. If we are praying and asking God to take this temptation away, it will not happen. It will not happen. If you want to pray the right prayer, you need to pray like this. Father in heaven, give me the strength, the determination, and the power of the Holy Ghost to throw this thing out of my life. And it'll be gone. But if you're just asking God to do it for you, it will never happen. Because it is your responsibility to live holy. It is your responsibility to live pure. It is my responsibility to live holy. It is my responsibility to live pure. And so if I'm just wanting God to take it away so I don't have to battle it, it ain't going to happen. I'm wanting God to empower me and change me and transform me till I take that cat, shake it, and throw it against the wall, and it's gone. That will happen. You see, the journey's up. And I've got to be the one that keeps climbing. I've got to be the one that keeps praying. I've got to be the one that stays in the Word. I've got to maintain the big picture. I've got to realize I've started this journey. The end result is the summit, a place called heaven.
And I've got to maintain that goal and that vision of that big picture and realize whatever I'm encountering right now is what I'm going to need to make my journey all the way there. For all things work together for good to those that love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. His purpose. The journey up. Brothers and sisters, keep climbing. Don't stop now. Oh, the enemy wants you to stop. He wants you to stumble. He wants you to fall. He wants you to topple all the way down to the bottom of the mountain. And if we're not paying attention, that's exactly where we'll find ourselves. Backslid. What is that? That means you have tripped, you have stumbled, you've gotten tired of the journey, you got tired of the fight, and you just gave in and started walking down the mountain. Nobody realized sometimes it's harder to walk down a mountain than it is to walk up a mountain. Anybody ever tried to run down a mountain? And how many tumbles did you get? Yeah. Yeah. How many's ever tried to run up a mountain? But you went up, didn't you? You may have got tired, you may have got weary, but you went up, didn't you? And you didn't fall, you didn't stumble. So no matter how hard it is to go up, it's always better to go up than turn around and try to run down. Because you're going to fall for sure, and you'll find yourself all the way at the bottom, backslid from God. Wow. This is an awesome message. Hallelujah. It just gave me courage to go on. Hallelujah. Knowing and realizing, even though I'm older, I've still got to go up. I've still got to keep pressing forward. I've got to get that time of refreshing, turn that corner, and press on. Oh, you mean you didn't think Pastor had to do that? Woo-hoo. I'm not going to stop. Could I have a piano player before I start singing? Praise God. It's the journey up, church. That's the journey we're on. It's not going to change one iota. It is the plan of an almighty God. And it's got to be up to you and me and the choice we make. As for me and my house, we're going to go up. What's that? We're going to serve the Lord. We're going to serve the Lord. That means we're going up. No matter how difficult it may be, we're going up. No matter how much pride I've got to swallow, we're going up. No matter how much trash I've got to throw away, we're going up. Because we are making that determination, we are making that choice, and that choice has been freely given to every human being on the face of this earth. Choose you this day. Praise God. No, Brother Pepper, you don't know the obstacles of Christianity. Well, I may not know your obstacles, but I know the obstacles I faced when I was a young Christian. And that obstacle is I had to forsake all my family. Because my family wasn't happy that I got saved. And so I had to choose, am I going to just keep my family happy? Or am I going to hold on to the salvation God's brought to my life? Well, I just made the choice. I'm following Jesus. Hallelujah. And when I made that choice that I was going to follow Jesus Christ regardless of what my family desired. And I'm not talking about Sister Pepper. I'm talking about my brothers, my sister, my mom, my dad. When I made that choice, Almighty God, He spoke to my heart. My mind. He said, as long as you will follow me, do my will, I will bring them in. So my part was to follow, be obedient, and do the will of God. And God will work with them. Just like He worked with me. And He's doing it. And
And there's been different ones, one by one. Some of them waited to the very last moments of their life, but that's fine with me. Because we're living for eternity. We're living for eternity. And God has kept His promise one by one. Hallelujah. Because the journey is a journey up. And as long as we maintain that journey, then God is moving all behind us as we help others make that summit. Praise God. Stand with me this morning, if you would. Hallelujah. Lift your hands unto the Lord. Give Him thanksgiving. Give Him praise. Father in heaven, I thank You, Lord, for what You've done in this sanctuary this very morning. Hallelujah. How You've came by, Lord, with Your Holy Ghost. You've quickened Your word. You've encouraged our hearts. You've refreshed our souls. Lord, You've brought us to this altar. You renewed us, Lord God, and now we're rising up. And Lord, we're headed up. We're headed on that journey. Lord, we've heard Your voice, and we're going forward, God. No longer are we going to stand still and walk in one spot. We're going forward, God. Hallelujah, because it's a journey upward, Lord, and we are now desiring to put forth greater effort, Lord, than we ever have. Hallelujah. God, of where we're going, where we're headed. Hallelujah. Lord, the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. Oh, Lord, I don't want to wear out, God. Lord, I just